well, I like featuring Iowa authors, and I like thrillers. So you combine the two concepts, and you come up with the next segment. Iowa author Joel Barros is on the Newsmakers line. Joel, welcome to the program. Good morning to you.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So, Joel, when I Google your name, the top result says District Court Judge Joel W. Barros. Are you indeed the same person?
I am the same person.
How did you get involved in writing thrillers, my friend?
I don't know. My wife was a frustrated author, and she read something that I had written and suggested I give it a try, and I gave it a thought for a few years. And one day I went on a rant about some subject, and she said, "That sounds like a good idea for a book." And I said, "By God, you're right." And I went up and started. 2 days later, I had a 15-page outline.
Okay, but she's a frustrated author, and you became an author. Like, is she mad at you now all the time?
Oh, no, she's very supportive.
That's great. That is great. All right, so you do a series of books called the Deep Cover series. What is Deep Cover?
Right. The series is about an ATF undercover agent. In my work as a federal prosecutor, I worked with ATF a lot, including in some of these types of cases, and I just found that they were doing some of the best undercover work out there, particularly with motorcycle gangs, for example, having infiltrated the Hells Angels and the Outlaws. And I could see in the thriller genre, this was just not an area that was really addressed, both the undercover work and anything, you know, with an ATF agent as the protagonist. And I thought this will be an interesting thing to try.
So talk to me about your latest book. It's called Deep Red Cover. What's the plot of this book?
Well, I don't want to do any spoilers.
Right.
Obviously.
Just give me the overall. The overall. You're right.
Yeah, it deals with the militias. And one of the things the book delves into is, you know, who joins these organizations and why, how the militias are manipulated from within and from without, and the potential ramifications of that, which obviously is something we all saw play out at the Capitol last week. I've been writing about domestic terrorism for at least 10 years and dealt with a lot of fringe groups as a prosecutor before that, and I've always had a fascination with subcultures, you know, the white supremacists, the militias, eco-terrorists, motorcycle gangs. It's a fascination, and it's the perfect venue for an undercover agent's adventures.
Well, and Joel, I scheduled you before any of course, last Wednesday's events. We never knew we'd be talking post these events, but obviously your book says a novel based on true events, so you tried to deal with the reality of what is driving these militias, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. As I watched that unfold last week, I was chilled myself by how much of what's in my book had come true. You know, one of the things that I found researching these groups over the years, Jeff, is one of the most frightening things to me is how otherwise normal people get caught up in this and get radicalized. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people join these groups, but you can see that manifest in itself right now.
Yeah, that's one of the things that struck me, Joel. I was watching a lot of YouTube videos of people that were involved in it, and it seemed to me like they did think they were going to accomplish something. It wasn't like I'm protesting. They did think that they were going to stop or overturn the election. And is that key, that these militia members are always looking for their moment to do something major? Am I right in that?
I think there's a lot of truth to that. A lot of people who are in these groups have some demagogue who is scapegoating other individuals or groups as the cause of the ills of their followers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that historically has been one of the driving forces you know, for the leaders of these groups. Some people are just desperate to belong to something that they think gives their lives meaning. Some of them want to be around like-minded people, all of the above. But this is the result that we see sometimes.
And Joel Barrow's book, his latest one, is called Deep Red Cover. And Joel, this undercover work strikes me as incredibly dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is dangerous. I always had respect for people who did this job, but as I've delved into this more and more for the purposes of writing these books, I have tremendous respect for these individuals and the risks that they take to keep all of us safe.
And so pragmatically, Joel, I'm married to a lawyer, and I have many friends in the legal community. Judges are busy. When's your writing time?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I only spend a couple hours writing on Friday nights and a few on Saturday afternoon. Sure. I've got young kids, so they have to take priority. It's a hobby for me, you know, but something I enjoy tremendously.
Right, and I love thrillers. I really appreciate you putting these books out. The latest is called Deep Red Cover by Joel W. Barrows, Barrows. And where can I find this book, Joel?
You can buy them on all of the typical online platforms, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, Down & Out Books is my publisher through their bookstore, all the normal channels.
All right, Deep Red Cover. Well, thank you for joining me. It turned out to be a timelier topic than you and I could ever know, my friend. Best wishes on the career as a writer and as a judge, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Very interesting, isn't it? I had scheduled the interview in advance. I never knew this was going to come up, but Joel has got some insight into that, and his book is called The Deep Red Cover. The series is called Deep Cover.